This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. In the coming weeks, drug giant Pfizer is expected to launch a $4 billion stock offering for Zoetis, its animal health division. The news underscores just how profitable drugs and vaccines for animals can be. Marketplace health reporter Dan Gorenstein has more.
There's sounds you expect to hear in a veterinarian's office. Then there's sounds you don't.
I like to come in here, sit on the floor with Kobe, pet him, talk to him a little bit, talk to the owner.
Jeffrey Berman runs the Fort Washington Veterinary Hospital in suburban Philadelphia.
And as I sit here, we'll go ahead and get the needles in.
Berman meets with the 7-year-old white German Shepherd for acupuncture and experimental stem cell treatment. Berman says people spend on their pets.
I mean, I've had people do second mortgages on their homes for animals. I know some people who spend upwards of $60,000 on their pets.
Businesses, including the pharmaceutical industry, are watching human behavior and responding. Companies like Novartis and Pfizer release new heartworm drugs, painkillers, and vaccines each year, and they're getting scooped up.
If you were to look at the worldwide market, you're looking in the neighborhood of $20 billion in annual sales.
Damien Conover is director of pharmaceutical research at Morningstar. He projects the animal drug business to grow at a moderate pace, 5% over the next 5 years. That's not just because people go to the bank to take care of Frisky. A growing demand for meat puts a higher premium on the medicine that keeps livestock and poultry healthy. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.